Thanks for joining us here in this special Eye on the Illini postgame recap from Memorial Stadium. The Illini getting it done 23-17 over Florida Atlantic. Larry Smith, Mike Kegley, Brad Sturdy, Kendrick Prince also recruiting for IlliniGuys.com. Fellas, this was a game that Illinois needed. The point spread that everyone was hoping for wasn't there. But Brad, we were talking a moment ago here at the end of the game. This is a lot of positives here. And again, a victory that was well needed by this program.
Yeah, no question. It's a game you have to win if you want to stay in the hunt, stay where you want to be, make sure you're making a bowl game, those types of things. But I really thought, they put up 510 yards of offense. The question is, how do you only score 23 points when you put up 510 yards of total offense? And I think some of that's turnovers and some of that's, poor field position, lost field position battle a lot. But they ran the ball better in the second half. I think they may have found something to go to there. Luke Altmaier, first 300-yard passing game. So that was good to see. Showed that they can do stuff in the passing game. I thought they saw, they battled some injuries. They had a lot of guys down at the end of that game. I mean, I think they're just more nagging ding things. We'll find out from Brett Bielema here after the game. But they had to go deep in the secondary, defensive line, linebackers, et cetera, on defense at the end of that game. So it was good to see the offensive – kind of gain some ground and run out the clock there at the end.
It was big. Like you both mentioned, Larry and Brad, I mean, this team needed to win, and it is hard to swallow with 500 yards of offense. Personally, I'm being a little selfish. It would have been nice to see them put up 30, 40 points a game. They're only averaging 22 points a game on the season to begin with. I think, in Big Ten play, that's not going to be enough to win games. You have to score points. And, I think, Brad asked how did they, have so many yards and then score. There was plenty of opportunities where they got on the 15, 10-yard line and, they either overthrew a pass. And I think there was a couple times where Luke Altmaier just really missed Isaiah Williams. I think he kind of rushed it. Those are points left on the board, I think, that they had an opportunity to score. But overall, you got to look at the big picture. And I'm also got to give kudos to Aaron Henry to make adjustments. You guys mentioned all the guys that are down. I mean, they're starting to figure it out to make plays. And one thing I'll say on a negative, I know last year's team was last year, but I really like to see this team turn the ball over, turn people over more. They just don't have enough turnovers to score points either.
Yeah, I think in the end, the team, when it gets down into the red zone, it seems like that's when they have their struggles. You've got to put the ball, especially, on the mark. Altmaier had a couple times where he wasn't as sharp as he needed to be. And then you also can't afford to have him scrambling for his life because, a stunt doesn't get picked up. And it's all those little things that make a team more consistent that are really causing the issues right now.
Yeah, Altmaier last week, the four interceptions, part of a five turnover day that led 20 points for Penn State. And really, that was the difference in the game in an otherwise a very well played game by the Illini. Altmaier bouncing back, no picks in this one, 25 to 36, 303 yards. As Brad mentioned, his first 300 yard game as a collegian. No interceptions again. The touchdown pass that was sweet to Bloomington native Griffin Moore added a running touchdown later. Illinois, again, falling behind. 10-0 in this one to the Owls, but then 23 straight points as they close out the non-conference slate, 2-2. Guys, four games in now, 2-2. Of course, the one loss in conference play to Penn State. Next week, you're at Purdue. Again, the game ended just minutes ago. Lots still to clean up. What are some things you focus on this week getting ready for Ryan Walters, the head coach there, who knows this team very well as its former defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing you're going to have to do is you're going to really play well against Purdue on the line. The line play has to get better on both sides. And after control line of scrimmage, I think that's going to be a battle for that. I think Illinois can get pressure and give Purdue trouble, get in the backfield. And you saw Wisconsin was able to, get the running game going. So I think that's where Illinois is going to try and do. And I think it's going to be it's going to be a typical Big Ten West game. And, the Illinois can't get away with losing turnover battle again, though. And that's one thing they have to clean up. We can't have the fumbles and they can't have the two fumbles I think they lost today. So they can't have that if they want to pull off the road win, I think, next week.
Next week, my major concern right up front, the offensive line was, I'm sorry, it was atrocious today. I mean, a lot of people were kind of critical of Luke Altmyer, but when you're running and, you know, getting hit and getting, you know, he's being hurried, you know, I just don't think they did a very, very good job today. I, you know, that has to improve. I mean, and I think it hurt the running game. I mean, you know, Larry, you mentioned being down 10-0. I think Illinois wants to be a running team, but if he can't open up holes, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's my number one concern going into Purdue. And my second thing, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think they had 77 yards in penalties. That stuff, it has to stop. I mean, it's a part of the game, I get it, but Illinois had a history of just, you know, on third down, they have a chance to get off the field, and they don't get off the field. They don't get off the field because of stupid penalty.
Yeah, I agree. You know, cut down the penalties. Get the offensive line fixed and somehow be able to take advantage of the plays that the offense decides to triple team Johnny Newton. There should be guys who are open and uncovered when they have to do that much to stop him. So there's some opportunities for improvement.
Yeah, to Ked's point, 6 penalties, 72 yards for Illinois. Again, it continues to be a problem for this Illini squad on both sides of the ball. We should mention also one candidate for player of the game, Isaiah Williams, 8 catches, 120 yards, and that ties his all-time career best, the 120 posted against Mississippi State in the bowl game in Tampa back in January. And shout out to some of the young players as well. We saw Zachary Topi make some outstanding plays from the state of Florida. The defensive back was outstanding. Playing quarterback in this game on the defense. Caden Fagan coming in and getting some nice carries at the end. And Aiden Lockery from Gibson City getting his first touchdown there for the Illini as well. So, again, some things to point out here to some positives to accentuate. But, again, in the Illinois getting the win 23-17 over Florida Atlantic. First ever meeting between these two. And now the non-conference slate is over. 8 games left, all within Big Ten play, resuming next week at Purdue, 2:30 p.m. Central Time kickoff, and that game will be seen on Peacock. Stay with IlliniGuys.com for much more complete postgame coverage on this game. Illinois winner, 23-17. For Brad Sturdy, Mike Kegley, Kedrick Prince, I'm Larry Smith. Go Illini and visit IlliniGuys.com.